Hi, everybody. My name is Julia, and this is the Life After Breath podcast. Today is Talk It Out Tuesday, where we talk about all the things, all of them. Okay, well, maybe not all of them, but we are going to chat and figure out the best ways to help us all find complete wellness and what that even means. We'll explore that and figure out what it means for you so that you can go kick ass and live the life of your dreams. Are you ready? Let's go. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Talk It Out Tuesday. So I want to explain a few things. There's just some things that I think we need to kind of understand in order for all of this to kind of make sense. And even this stuff that I want to talk about understanding can sometimes be a little challenging to wrap our head around because of all of the ideas and the things that we've got in our head, whether that's generational or from social narratives or from various upbringings and religions. And so I want to ask you to keep an open mind and just kind of explain a couple of things. And some of them are basic. Like, for example, science will tell us that everything is energy. And what that means is that there's a current, an energetic current that runs through everything. And it exists in the universe and it exists through all that is. And so when we can keep that in mind, that everything is energy, it kind of takes away the bigness of it all. And so if you think about energy, and you've heard me talk about like getting into vibration or getting, you know, being in the right frequency. Those are words that I've used before. And so that's why we're talking about this, so I can kind of explain what I mean by that. What this ends up being, it's kind of like when you first learned the basics of math, and now you can understand like how to grocery shop, you know what I mean? And how to use stuff throughout your day to make your life easier based on the math you learned in third grade. You know what I mean? So like, this is kind of that kind of thing where like, let me give you some basics so that you can figure out how to apply it to your daily life and like live an amazing life. That's the whole point, right? And that way you don't feel like a victim to life. Like, life sucks. And like, we've talked about this, like if life sucks, it's your life, so do something about it. I've heard so many people lately say life is just lifing right now. And I don't know how to take that. I don't know what to make of that, except that you are in control of your life. So if life is just lifing, then to me, that means you're treading water. And so that means let's take a step forward and make some movement. You know what I mean? So hopefully understanding just being what it means to be a vibrational being in an energetic world, in a world and a universe that is pure energy. What does that mean? If you think about it, we hear because of the frequency of sound, right? There's different sound waves and things like that. The same thing is true of our sight, of our smell, of everything. They're all different vibrations that our ears, eyes, nose, you know, all of those things translate those vibrations into what we, you know, see, smell, touch, and feel, and all that stuff. That's science. Like, I don't have to explain that in any more detail because that just is what it is. But the same thing is true about our emotions. Now, you have heard me say and talk about how you can use your emotions as your compass or as a guide. And that is how, because your emotions are a vibration. And so when you feel good, the better you feel, what that means is the more you're allowing the connection between you and your inner being. When you feel fully connected to your inner being, which I believe is your connection to source energy, the better you're going to feel. You feel high as a kite. If you ever spent like a day out in the sun and it just feels incredible and you don't know why, but you're just giddy, that is because you are absolutely fully connected to yourself and, I believe, source energy. Then there are days when you don't feel so great and you don't feel that giddiness. And those are the days that you are not as connected to source energy, where you're getting in your own way, where you're allowing whatever resistance is around you to come between you and that connection. I'll be honest, speaking from personal experience, I've felt high as a kite a lot lately because of the direction my life has been going in, and I'm connected to source all of the time. And I was just on a trip to Alabama and it was super incredible. And like, there was so many things going on and there was so much growth and beauty and so much connecting to source and to the nature and to myself. And yesterday, this past weekend, actually, I've just felt a little disconnected. And I sat here going, I know that I'm feeling this way because I'm not connected enough to my inner being. But I was having trouble getting out of my way in order to do that. I was focusing more on my resistance to it than just allowing that to happen. So what did I do to get in touch again? What did I do to get reconnected, knowing that that's what it was? Well, you can just sit and meditate, which I did try to do. But when you feel super disconnected, sometimes it's really hard to just say, okay, I need to get grounded, or I need to meditate because I need to get back. I need to get back into this connection. And I think the problem with that is, for me this weekend, I would sit there and sit there and sit there and try to do something to get connected. That's not how it works. You experience that in our daily breath all the time. You're not doing anything. We're just breathing. And all of a sudden we're overwhelmed with this calm. We're overwhelmed with this relaxation. We're not doing anything, and it happens. But I was in such resistance and in such like an effort. I was efforting to make it happen, to make the connection happen. And that's not how it works. And so I needed a different way. So I had to stop meditating, and I went and I started doing something that brings me joy. I started working on this coloring thing that I'm doing. It's a long story, but I'm creating a pattern. And so I'm using colored pencils and doing, and I love doing that kind of thing. And all of a sudden I was in a much better space because I was doing something that I loved. I was connecting to my inner soul by doing the things that I loved. Sometimes another good reset, get up and dance. We've talked about that. Get up and boogie. You can't help but be giddy and joyous and having a good time. Listen to your favorite comedian. Go outside. The other thing, take a bath or go to bed. I mean, honestly, masturbating is a great reset as well. But also, you can go to bed. The key about going to sleep is that when you wake up, our brains are so good at picking up where we left off. But when I went to bed, I set the intention of, I am waking up in a better place. And I absolutely did. Not in a better place. I want to take that back, because there's nothing good or bad about any of this. There's no doing better. It's just about allowing myself to connect. And so how I quote unquote did better was, I woke up and the first thing out of my mouth was, what a great sleep. Oh my gosh, I love my bed. And you've heard me say all that before, but automatically I'm getting in the way of those thoughts of, oh God, am I going to be able to connect today? Oh God, am I going to feel disconnected again all day? And I got to tell you, I was on the phone with a friend today and I started telling him about what I've been up to and how passionate I am and how much I believe all of this about being connected to source. And the next thing I knew, I was like going to town. I was so super passionate about it. And I took a breath back and I was like, whoa, I'm connected. This feels so good to talk about. This feels so good to do. And so like, it's just like doing the podcast. It brings me so much joy to sit here and talk to you guys. And yet, what am I doing? I'm talking into a phone. You know what I mean? But I'm talking about things that I love and about things that excite me and that I want to share with you. And that automatically puts me in this space where I'm connected. So what am I doing? I'm following what feels good. This brings me joy. This makes me excited. And all of a sudden, I'm in a really great place. I'm completely connected to myself. I'm completely connected to source. And by being connected, what I do is I change my vibration. So the things that I ask for, the things that I want, are so much closer to being here, to coming to me, because I'm staying in this high vibration. The longer, the more consistently we can stay in this vibration, the easier things come to us, the quicker things come to us. And by paying attention to how we feel, we are actually fulfilling our reason to be here, which is to have the most joy-filled life possible, right? And we have a great joy-filled life by getting things that we want. The only reason we want anything, a good job, more money, a new car, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a partner, the only reason we want anything is because the idea that we have that it's going to make us feel good. And our whole purpose to being here is to create. And we create things by wanting them and by desiring them. And so we create them and we want them and desire them because we are confident that they're going to bring us joy. It's a vicious, amazing circle. It's not vicious at all, actually. But in order to do any of that, we have to be in this amazing vibration. And I want to, like I just said, in order to do any of that, and it makes me want to take that statement back because, again, we're not doing anything. I mean, we are, but like not do in the sense of like working at it, or like I said earlier, efforting. I hope that makes sense. But the more you do this and the more you can understand the connection to your emotions, the more you're going to understand who you really are. And so that means that you're going to be able to understand more about the people in your lives. You're going to be able to prioritize your feel goodness. And I say it that way because I don't necessarily want to say prioritize your happiness, even though that's exactly what it is. That can oftentimes feel selfish. Well, if that's the case, be selfish because this is your life. You are your priority.
But if that's the case,
then I don't want you to say to prioritize your happiness. I want you to say I'm prioritizing my own feel goodness, because the more you can connect to that and the more you can understand that somebody else being upset with me has nothing to do with me. This thing that is happening that I have no control over has nothing to do with me. I'm going to keep going after the things that make me feel incredible, the things that keep me and make me feel connected. And then I know that anything that I want, that I desire, that is for my best good, that makes me feel this incredible, is for me and is on its way to me. And it's amazing. It's amazing how it changes your perspective of the world, of the people around you, of your necessity to be with people who maybe don't make you feel good. Like, all of this, it's all connected. But it all starts with you connecting to yourself. And as I said, your inner being is your connection to source energy. I am so excited to talk to you further about this and answer any questions and really dive in on our live on Thursday night, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. I will be on Facebook Live to answer your questions, to talk more about this, and I cannot wait. If you have questions before then, hop on Facebook. You can DM me. I'm Julia Christine on Facebook, Julia Christine Health on Instagram. Reach out. Let's chat. Let's dive into this. I'm looking forward to it. I'll talk to you soon. And until then, go kick some ass. Hey, it's Julia again. Listen, I am so glad you're here. And I was thinking, if you're enjoying this as much as I am, you should definitely check out the Life After Breath community Facebook group. We are building an amazing community there with loads of extra content and some very special bonuses coming soon. And don't forget, you can always find me on your favorite social media platforms at Julia Christine Health. I hope to see you there, but I'll definitely see you here tomorrow.